Cheddar Cheese Biscuits, what's up with you? How you doing? This is JT from the People's Paradise Podcast. And this is my personal opinion about the NFL passing a policy that says a 15-yard penalty for anybody who kneels during the national anthem, during the national anthem at a football game. Now, granted, the law also says you can kneel in a locker room, you can kneel some location close to the field, but you actually cannot kneel. Your knee cannot touch that turf, cannot touch that grass while the trumpets are playing and while Kelly Clarkson is singing, "In the home of the brave." You can't kneel for that. Now, one of people on Twitter hit me up and asked me what's my personal opinion about that. How I feel about it is, I feel like this. Okay, so with kneeling, here's the thing about kneeling, and I've been saying this for a minute. Kneeling is a form of protest. I don't know who in the hell got it in their mind where people think that protesting is supposed to appease all sides. All sides are supposed to all equally amicably okay with the protest. It's never been like that. When you go online and Google pictures of Martin Luther King and him and whoever else was marching with him in Birmingham, Alabama, when them fire hoses got sprayed on them, and the German shepherds was getting in their ass. When you see pictures of that, keep in mind that they were only marching, and that was a form of protest. But that irritated the city so much, apparently, to where they felt like, okay, we got to put some German shepherds on them and spray them with water hoses and arrest them. Protesting in and of itself, when the protest is happening, Gandhi went to jail back and forth. Martin Luther King went to jail back and forth. I want to bring up Nelson Mandela, but I've actually read some reports that Nelson Mandela was kind of like low-key, like in a terrorist, kind of on some terrorist type issue. I'm not so totally sure about that, so that's a bad parallel. But more story is protesting in and of itself is meant to upset the other side. So I'm not surprised that they banned it. Now, you know, I've had a lot of conversation with some people who were soldiers and whatnot, and most, I'll be honest with you, I mean, I can't even say I feel like that's disrespectful to like the soldier. When you kneeling to me is the most respectful form of protest that you can have. You know, matter of fact, speaking of soldiers, it actually was a former Green Beret soldier, Nate Boyer. Shout out to Nate Boyer. Green Beret served 6 years in the military, did multiple tours in Afghanistan and Iraq, who recommended to Eric Reid and Colin Kaepernick that they do that kneeling and says a sign of protest if they wanted to use their platform to bring attention to issues that were going on in the black community, particularly with the police killing us and not receiving any justice for it. Because reality is, it's because it's a good medium. Kneeling is a good medium. I think where I worry about with that is, I feel like the message got lost. Because everybody focused so much on thinking that he was disrespecting the flag or in opposition of the flag, in opposition of the national anthem, and not in opposition of patriotism in and of itself, that I feel like the message got lost in that. But that's what protesting. When you're protesting, you take a risk with that. You know, sometime in the 1960s, when those two black Olympic runners, they protested in the World Olympics, but when they were singing, playing the national anthem, they put their gloved fists in the air with black gloves on and protested, and they had the United States was in uproar about it. They had their medals removed. They were criticized, death threats. One of them even committed suicide because of the pain and agony suffered from just so much scrutiny, you know. So protesting in of itself is not going to make people feel comfortable. Now, if you ask my personal opinion about the kneeling, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it simply because with Colin Kaepernick, one thing I've noticed, if you watch Colin Kaepernick, he isn't one of those people who's just been loud and that's just it. You know, he hasn't just been talking about it. He's actually been involved in programs to teach people how to actually interact with the cops better. I forgot what country it was. He put money up to have like something odd gallons or pounds of rice flew to some country in Africa. I forgot which country, but I see Colin Kaepernick walking the beat and actually trying to put himself in these situations where he's actually donating his personal time to helping these in lower class communities or educated people. So I F with him on that. I think the reason, I feel like the issue I have with Americans on a large scale is, I feel like sometimes there's no sensitivity by the masses of America to the issue that are going on in minority communities in general, just because when they see it as a black issue, they think, oh, it's a black issue, it's not an American issue. And that's those situations that keeps us separate. I feel like everybody's just kind of getting defensive. Like, oh, it's a black issue. We don't want the same thing with All Lives Matter. I've always said the All Lives Matter argument. If all lives matter is your thing, if that's your creed in response to Black Lives Matter, why can't you have that same energy over the Trayvon Martin case, which was before the All Lives Matter movement, but you know what I mean? Why can't you have that same energy over situations where you know we were killed? Why can't you have that situation over the Philando Castile, have that same All Lives Matter energy over the Philando Castile shooting? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my issue with the All Lives Matter movement. So that's my personal opinion about the kneeling thing. Now, how is this going to forebode in the future? I have no idea, because being real, I don't play watch football like that. I keep wondering what you, I don't. I don't know. We're gonna see what happens in the future. I pray for the best. I pray the best, and we're gonna see what happens, man. You know. So this is JT from the People's Spread Ass Podcast. Thank you for listening.